From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, St. Luke's Church raises funds to help the less fortunate. Stay tuned to find out how they are sharing the love. St. Luke's Church, located in Crossroads, has a history that dates back to the 1870s. Its work and service to surrounding communities are notable accomplishments. Among its outreach programs are a home for seniors, which houses about 12 to 14 residents located on Brentford Road, and the St. Simon's Basic School on Penn Street in Jonestown. The church also carries out feeding programs, including breakfast on Wednesdays at 7 a.m. following Holy Communion service. The meals are provided along with counseling and a small pack of groceries if the need arises. A soup kitchen has also been established to build on the existing feeding program.
There's always been a breakfast program at the church. I think maybe around 20 or so years ago, we started a soup program where people are provided with soup twice per week. I think it's now gone down to once per week. Hence the need for raising additional funds.
Chairperson, St. Luke's Church Fundraising Committee, Henry Reed. Organizations like Food for the Poor, CariMed, and Kirk Distributors have reached out and provided help, but the needs are growing every day.
The church is in the middle of Crossroads, and in any day you go there, people are going to be dropping in for help. Whether it is people who come off a bus and have the bus here to continue on their way home, or people who need a meal, or people who are distressed. That provides a big catchment. But then we are also in the general Crossroads area into Jonestown.
St. Luke's Church offers services to residents of Almond Town, Vineyard Town, Mountain View, and August Town. And since the St. Margaret's Church in Ligonie started as a mission of St. Luke's, they serve persons in that area as well. A fundraising committee was started to offset the cost of the outreach programs, even as the church seeks to resume the second day of the soup kitchen.
Primarily, the source of funding for these programs are the church's members. A lot of them are going into retirement or are going to retirement, and therefore they need to supplement that with it.
Chairperson of the St. Luke's Church Fundraising Committee, Henry Reed. The Anglican Diocese is known for its tradition in music, and it has been using that to help raise funds. On Sunday, April 24, beginning at 5 p.m., St. Luke's will host what has become an annual Reggae, Jazz and Blues Go Gospel concert at the Jamaica College Auditorium. The event has been providing much-needed funds to support the church's programs. St. Luke's member Nola Philpotts-Brown, who is also a senior manager at the Heart Foundation, says last year's concert brought in about $1.25 million, and this year they are upping the stakes.
We've inched it up a bit this year to 1.5. That is our intention. When persons contribute to the concert, we want persons to understand that they are making a difference in the lives of persons across our city. Many of these people are street people. Many of them are elderly who are abandoned in their homes. And so they look forward to the soup kitchen. They look forward to the breakfast. They look forward to the care packages.
The proceeds from the concert will also help to provide medication for the sick. The event will feature Kevin Downswell, Jem Myers, Seretse Small, and Harold Davis, along with members of the St. Luke's Church, including Mary Isaacs and Grace Jervis. Tickets cost $2,000 and are available at Music Mart, Monarch Pharmacy, Empire Supermarket in Crossroads, and at the church office on Slap Road. Tickets will also be available at the gate. Event partners include Proven Wealth, Lasco Distributors, Jamaica National, Power 106, COK, Ayrton's Distributors, and Digicel. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease, no. Hand washing is key.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.